Dude, this Buffalo Wild Wings thing is just insane, dude. The Buffalo Wild Wings thing, pull it up, is when the Astros got caught cheating in like what, 2000 some year. They won the World Series. And I guess that they just came out that they were cheating or something, right? Something like that. No, you don't know? Yeah. Basically. Very basically. If I'm wrong, who gives a shit? Basically it. So the coach or whatever the fuck was like apologizing kind of and be like, cheaters never win, so we didn't win, so don't worry about it. Whatever he did was the ass dick about it, you know? And so also, you better believe if I was playing baseball, I would be cheating so hard. Like, there's no way I wouldn't be cheating. I would be betting against us and then not playing as well. I would be like saying, nah, that's not what happened. I would be doing that kind of shit all day long. That's not what happened. I'd be throwing people under the bus. That's not what he fucking, dude, that's why I'm the catcher, because he fucking did that. I should be right field. And they'd be like, oh, well, you know, this is what D'Elia says. And some other guy would be like, no. And then I hope I would get the leg up in a cheating fashion. You understand? Because it's just baseball. And I'd be raking in mills. But, so Rob Harris tweets, breaking Manchester City ban from Champions League for 2 seasons by F and fined 30 million euros. UEFA. FA. And so Buffalo Wild Wings writes, that's how you punish a team that cheats. And I guess people thought, and I wouldn't even have known, but I guess Buffalo Wild Wings, change it, was insinuating about how the Astros should be punished. So Houston took to Twitter and started roasting them. First of all, Houston, I love you. You're one of the cities I like going to and performing in the most. I love Texas, dude. And you know I wouldn't say this right now if I wasn't serious. I love Dallas. I love Austin. I love Houston. San Antonio is that place. And I fucking love Texas because Houston, sure, it's hot, but it's also banging. Everyone there is either a hot chick or a tall cornhusking dude. Love it. Dallas, love how the girls go out with the hair that looks like Battlefield Earth, just sprayed up like it's 1987. Love the dudes in Dallas that won't not tuck in their shirts, no matter what the outfit. Love Austin. Sure, it pisses me off that the slogan is Keep Austin Weird, because you're not funky. You're just a city with a bunch of weirdos in it and everyone out of every 8 people has a mustache, including the girls, because they think it's interesting, but they're still banging. Okay? And everyone's there for music. But Austin, love ya. San Antonio, you have the Riverwalk and everybody's drunk on it. Now listen, love Texas. Okay? But Houston, and I hate saying this, dude, but we have a problem. Because, dude, the thing is, you became a little bit of a bitch when Buffalo Wild Wings, change it, happened to say this thing about Manchester and the FA. All right? Because you started saying, well, I'll never eat there again. Cutting up Houston Buffalo Wild Wings fucking cards. By the way, what kind of a fucking fatso are you that you have a Buffalo Wild Wings membership card? Hey, guy, cut that up anyway. Guarantee you were sweaty when doing it. Also, it's 2020. Who's eating wings? Who still eat wings, dude? You know the last time I put a fucking wing in my mouth? At a party a few years ago because I was starving. And that's all that there was. And I got there late, dude. You should not be eating wings, man. That's gross. Hookers or fucking whatever the Hooters, that place. Fucking legitimately thought it was named Hookers for a second. Like, come on, man. What is this place? Hooters, dude? Hey, dude, for real, just call it Hookers. Hooters? No, don't call it Hookers, because I believe those girls should be making that money, and you should be tipping those girls, and those girls are working hard, and some of them got a fucking family to provide for. I like those girls. You're trying to make that money, and you're being positive in society. But company, just call your place Tits. You know? Anyway, these fucking people in Houston were like, look at this. Look at this. Let's just pull up some of these. Find some of them and we'll just come on, dude. Where's my Twitter at? Where my Twitter at? Go to some of them. Got this gift for Christmas. Look at this. By the way, got this gift for Christmas. They're cutting up the Buffalo Wild Wings card. Dude, you got that gift for Christmas? From who? Someone that fucking hates you? Hey, dude. That's a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. Dude. Sad. Hey, guy, that's cool. Also, sad. Look at this guy. Kenny Swift. This cuck name, by the way. And you just lost business in the fourth largest city in the U.S. and surrounding areas. That's how you punish social media accounts that pop off. With a DJ Khaled gif that says, congratulations, you played yourself. Kenny Swift with the fucking profile pic of that cat that lady's yelling at or whatever the fuck it is. Dude, shut up, man. Shut up. By the way, the Houston Astros cheated. So you're coming into defense for people that robbed money in baseball. You butthurt. Kenny Swift couldn't sound more like a fucking country singer, by the way. God damn, that's so ridiculous that they troll. Fuck you. Fuck it, dude. Houston, you're being the people in Houston that are doing this, you're being a bitch. You're being a straight up bitch, dude. You're being a butthurt motherfucker. Dude, I don't eat wings. I wanted to run to Buffalo Wild Wings and get all the wings and put them in my pockets. And they'd be like, you want a bag? And I go, are you kidding me, dude? I'm wearing these. No bag? Fuck that. They go in my pockets, wings. And then this happened. Get ready to be pissed, my babies. Buffalo Wild Wings pulls the even more bitch move. And they tweet back a day later. So last night was the roast of Buffalo Wild Wings, courtesy of the city of Houston. And honestly, we deserved it. Well done, H-Town, for coming to your team's defense. And we're sorry about what we posted. Hey, Buffalo Wild Wings, you just solidified something. I'll never eat there. Because you went back on an opinion that, first of all, doesn't matter. And now it's news. And now I know about it. And I'm not eating there. And guess what, Buffalo Wild Wings? And I'm serious about this. Next time I see my friend Jason Statham, I'm telling him not to fucking eat there too. So that's two fucking huge, equally famous guys that are not going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings anymore. God, how imagine being sorry about it, about making fun. By the way, Buffalo Wild Wings, why are you even tweeting about this? The only thing you should be tweeting about is, hey, we got wings. That's every tweet that Buffalo Wild Wings should tweet, should be them saying, hey, we got wings, or reminder, colon, we got wings. Or, hey, do you like our wings? Or, hey, you must like our wings. Why are you tweeting about the Astros at all? But if you do tweet about the Astros, do it once. And if you take a stance and pop off in a humorous way, and then you feel the heat, welcome to my world, you bitch ass. But don't apologize for it, especially when you know you're right. See, this is why I can't trust you motherfuckers now. Because you did something that you thought you stood behind. And then because the mob came running, the fat, sweaty-palmed, Buffalo Wild Wings-eating, fucking gift card having as gift certificate motherfuckers, they kept coming. You guys felt the heat and apologized about some shit that you know is right. And you know that you still stand behind. Or you don't and you change your mind because these fucking fatsos. Fine then, you know what? I don't trust you. So how can I trust what you give to me to put inside my body? Wings? No. Don't eat wings, by the way, dude. Unless you want to get cancer. They're smothered in radioactive bullshit. Hey, dude, they're orange. Don't eat anything that's orange except an orange. For real, man. That's crazy, dude. Fuck Buffalo Wild Wings.
I ain't got no motherfucking
so I fucked your bitch.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
I ain't got no
motherfucking so I fucked your bitch.
Buffalo Wild Wings. That's awesome when I do it like that.
I ain't got no motherfucking
so I fucked your bitch.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
I ain't got no motherfucking
so I fucked your bitch.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome. I'm glad I figured that out. This is a silly goose time.